Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning. I was kind of wrestling with this whole week. John asked me to preach, and I always love the opportunity when he gives me, and so had a little time with God, and he was able to change my direction a few times, and he always does that to me, and that's a crazy thing, but you know, when you're obedient to him and you listen to him, he does things sometimes that we can't control. And so this morning, I really want us to open our minds and see a picture, a bigger picture of what the world is like right now. I named this sermon, The Latest Update. We are so quick as a society right now to get on our phones. We are so quick to get an alert and look and see what's going on in the midst of this world. There is so much in the news. There is so much in the newspapers. Sadly to say, there is so much that even others tell us. And we struggle with that because we don't know what to believe anymore. I myself look at different channels and different newses trying to figure out what the heck is going on. Switching back and forth from TV to TV, and they all have the same mess. This world is in chaos. We don't know what to believe. And the funny thing about it is, even as God's people, we make up our own belief system. We make up what we want to tell others, what we want to believe. But let's be honest here. Where is God? Where is God in the midst of this? He is in full control. And I tend to think sometimes that God is sitting up there. He has a dial in his hand, and he's just controlling everything. But let me tell you guys something. God is present, and he's here. But so is the devil. The devil is alive, and he is working triple time, quadruple time. I guarantee that, my friends. He is tearing apart this world right now. He is tearing apart our homes. He is tearing apart our churches. And the sad thing about it is, where is God? God is in the midst, and we're allowing this. I, for myself, I'm tired of seeing the news go on over and over, hearing about the riots, hearing about COVID, hearing about things that are going in this world. Our focus should be here in this book, where the real news comes from. This is the good news. God gives us tools here to be able to fight back the people that are against him. We got to learn to open this book off. Some of us, it's sad to say, might have to dust it off. But this world needs Jesus. This world needs a Savior. We are all his people. And I don't know where everybody's relationship in this room or out on social media, whoever's listening, I don't know where your relationship with God stands. But here's the truth. And we should have this big and bold. It's a news flash. Our Savior is coming. You guys might not realize it, but we are near. God is knocking. Are we listening? I've always told myself that Revelations was a book that I've seen, that most pastors don't touch. They read it, but they don't really preach about it. And so I went to the context a little bit, and I went to Revelations 1:7, and it said something like this. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierce him, and all people on earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. In verse 8, he tells us, I am the Alpha, the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Revelations, it's a book written by John. John was the last disciple of all the original disciples. So he got to see a lot. He learned from Jesus, and he learned from the mistakes of the other disciples. Jesus gave him this vision originally to go out to preach to the seven churches. But he also gave this vision to all Christians throughout history. We shouldn't take this book of Revelations lightly, because I honestly believe, and this is my personal belief, we are living in the book of Revelations as we speak. And it talks about that Jesus will get the victory. Yeah, our world is a mess. Doesn't mean that we can't be the light. And that's real. Today, we're going to read out of Matthew. If you want to turn your Bibles to Matthew 24. We're going to be reading out of Matthew 36 through 44. And I'm going to ask you guys that are here, if you guys could please stand, because I believe God deserves that respect. If you're able. It says, the day and hour are unknown. No one knows about the day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father, as it was in the days of Noah. So it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That's how it will be to come of the Son of Man. The two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with handmills. One will be taken and the other left. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this. If the owner of the house had known at what time of the night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So you must also be ready, because the Son of Man will come an hour when you do not expect him. Amen. You may sit. Jesus speaks to us that the hour is unknown. Earlier in that chapter, Matthew 24, he talks about the signs of the end. He talks about things that are going to happen before Jesus comes. And I could almost guarantee, if you look down to chapter 24 in the very first chapter, things are running right next to each other. What this world is going through and what the Bible is saying. And Jesus is talking about this because he's asking us to prepare. He teaches about preparation. What are we doing to prepare ourselves for the coming of Christ? And I don't know about you guys, but from what I see, this world is in a spiritual battleground right now. And we need to have our armor and ready to be protected and really fight for God. It's not a simple task because Christians get persecuted all the time. It takes a bold statement to say, I am a child of God. But I believe in this Creator. I once ran in the city of Merced. I thought I was a high-power gang member. And I represented a color in a town, willing to die for it. But somehow, God grabbed, got a hold of me, shook me around, we wrestled. But I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm willing to die for the gospel today. Because that's who I believe in. If I was willing to die for a city and a color that meant nothing to me, the benefits of loving Christ and knowing Christ and telling people about Christ, it's a lot much better. As we read in chapter 37, 39, it says, as it was the day of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage up, to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen till the flood came and took them all away. This is how it will be, the coming of the Son of Man. Again, we are being told about the unexpected nature of the second coming. In these days of Noah, people were just going about their business. They were laughing, they were mocking God, they didn't believe anything that Noah had to say. And if you don't believe me, read it. It's in the book of Genesis. Genesis 7, to be honest with you. And then the flood came and swept people off their feet, caught them off guard, and poof, they're gone. You don't think history repeats itself? I have this conversation with my kids all the time. They think they got the coolest fad. They think they got the coolest thing. Young teens, I was doing that in the 90s. History repeats itself. God is coming. Verse 40 and 42 say, two men will be left, will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with handmills. One will be taken and the other left. Therefore, keep watch. because you do not know what day your Lord will come. Here's another illustration of people going about their business. We are a fast society. We're quick to turn on the news, talk about this, talk about that, talk about this. But let's be quick to show the love of Jesus. This is what the world needs. He needs to be back in our homes. He needs to be back in our schools. He needs to be back in our society. Jesus needs to lead. And we need to be his followers, because that's what he called us to do. He had two simple commandments. Obey me as God and love your neighbor. Simple. But those are hard words for us, because we're quick to turn on the TV. Let's be that quick to show the love of people, to show the love of God. It says in this passage that Jesus is coming. He's going to come and gather and elect his people. And it's going to happen in a blink of an eye. And this morning, this is not about me trying to convict somebody. This morning is more about a concern. Because Jesus loves you so much that he died on the cross for us. He hung. And I don't know about you guys, but I can't picture that and not know that he really loved us. We have to love our neighbor. I want to tell all my friends. I want to gather. I want everybody. I don't care about what side of the street you live in, what political party you come from, what belief system you have, what color you are. Jesus loves all. Jesus was monarchy. He was royalty. He doesn't see that any color. He wants us all to glorify him and be able just to go and ascend in heaven with him. He wants us to be in his presence. He doesn't say that the Democratic Party is not going to go, the Republican Party is not going to go, the Independent Party is not going to go. Jesus loves and died for every single one of those. He died for every single person in this world. And that's the real. It says it in the Bible. That's a newsflash that we are completely forgetting about in this world as we speak right now. We must not wander away from God. Verse 43, 44 says, but understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of the night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not let his house be broken into. So you must also be ready, because the Son of Man will come an hour when you did not expect him. Here's a purpose. Jesus is telling us. He's telling us about that he's coming. He's telling us about his return. And he's not trying to stimulate some prediction or calculate the date. He's telling us because we need to keep a watchful eye and be ready. As a homeowner, If you knew when the thief was coming, wouldn't you be more prepared? Jesus is coming. It is time. I remember as a young boy, I used to tell my mom, she'd always tell me, "Are you ready to accept Jesus?" And I'd tell her, "How old are you, Mom?" And she would tell me, she was about 40-ish something then. And I said, "Well, I still got another 30 years before I have to." That's not the way it works. Our relationship with Jesus is as important. Whether you're young or old, he's calling for a commitment. He's trying to prepare us for when we encounter the day when Jesus comes and collects his people. God is in control. And I know things are messy as heck right now. But we have to understand this. Yesterday, we met as a little small group. And this is James' Bible study. And the book of James says, perseverance brings character, and character brings hope. That's who Jesus is. We're going to go through some stuff. And yes, it's a mess. But it's going to build us closer to God. It's going to lead us to trust him more. It's going to give us the opportunity to tell our brothers, we love you. Jesus loves you. Yes, my friends, there is hope even in the midst of these times. Maybe we need to align ourselves. We need to get our focus right back on with Jesus. Maybe our hearts haven't been right. Maybe we've been that far distant neighbor that didn't really love the other neighbor. Maybe we need to talk to God and ask him for forgiveness. Maybe there's a spiritual battle going on in this world, but yet maybe there's a spiritual battle going on within our hearts. I don't know about you guys, but when Jesus calls, I want to be ready. We need to bring Jesus back. Isn't this not the simple thing of just picking up our Bible? But maybe we need to dust off our knees again. Maybe we need to be back on our hands and knees, praying to the Father, the Creator. And I think about this time, and I think about it, maybe Jesus is letting all this happen because we have a choice. This morning, if you're out there on live stream or you're in the church, Maybe your relationship ain't right with God right now. Maybe you're just struggling with things and things aren't right. I don't want for anybody to be left behind. And I know it's hard to sometimes really commit. But Jesus is calling. And we don't know the day and the time. We don't know when he's going to call us home. Because I know for myself, not anything in this world that is going on right now is going to change the date and time that God is going to call you home. Jesus says, I am the Alpha, the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. God is never going to change who he is. He's coming. So here's the time. I'm going to invite Pastor John to come up. And I just want him to pray. If you haven't accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's the time. This world is filled in a lot of unloved, unwanted things. But we could change that. But it starts here.